Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, howdy there. Welcome to your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. I am your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It is April 5th, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming at you in around 5 minutes. Well, we're going to start our news off in the UK today. Lovely, lovely, gooly golly. It all has to do with clamping down on online ads. And I'm not talking about just any old ads. I'm talking about those ones that disguise themselves as articles. Yeah, and then they get you to click on it. Yeah, I hate those things. So, the UK watchdog, the Competition and Markets Authority, CMA for short, has started turning its attention to more underhand marketing practices. And those of you that are saying, well, wait a minute, how do we know what is what? Well, usually those articles that you see, it says sponsored content. Yeah, yeah, it's just a big freaking ad. In fact, CMA has actually called out the firms of Starcom and MediaVest and Tan Media. Yeah, you guys are being naughty. Now, as we said, the UK, and I think practically almost every other country around the world that does have an internet connection, is getting very irritated by the advertising that it tries to disguise itself as something else. So hopefully the other countries around the world will take note of what the UK is trying to do right now and help us all out. We'd all be very grateful. Well, the iPhone SE is out. Did you get your hands on it? Should I say hand? Because it's the old small freaking phone. Well, don't bend it. Yeah, we thought bend gate was over. No, it's not. In fact, the SE is less durable than the 6 series when it comes to bending. This is all according to extended warranty provider SquareTrade. They also dropped the phone, had it tumble down some stairs, did some water tests on it, and it all came back pretty much the same. Your current iPhone 6S or 6S Plus or even the 6 series, yeah, it's better equipped to handle all these things over the new SE. In fact, SquareTrade, in doing the bending test for the iPhone SE, it bent at 160 pounds of pressure. Where the iPhone 6S, yeah, it bent at 178 pounds of pressure. The iPhone SE is clearly what it is. Apple looked in the back room and said, oh my goodness, look at all the extra casing we've got. We got to do something with this. Throw some new hardware in it and call it a new phone. Staying on iPhone news and new phones, the rumor is back in about that dual camera. However, though, the rumor says that now it will be exclusive to the 5.5-inch iPhone 7. This is all according to KGI Securities. So how reliable is this rumor that's been dating back for a few months now? Well, Apple actually has recently patented a dual camera system, if that means anything. And we all know that Apple probably wants to take advantage of its acquisition of Lynx technology, hopefully leading to DSLR quality photos. That remains to be seen, of course. And I guess we'll find out here in a few months if KGI Securities is lying to us or not. BlackBerry users, get ready to save a dollar. Yeah, BlackBerry's going to ditch its $1 privacy and control subscription. That's in BBM, yeah, BlackBerry Messenger. Everything's going to be completely free now. Woo-wee. BlackBerry said they wanted to take this route to remain more relevant. Let me just laugh for a second. So they believe that making all the privacy and control features within this BBM messaging app for free will entice people to stay with them or even come on over. I don't hear many people walking. Although it must be said, with that dollar a month, you did get quite a bit of stuff. With Retract, you could later remove text or photos from a message thread. Timer gave you the option of having something visible for, you know, a sort of amount of time, and then you could say, no, I don't want it there anymore. They even added later on private chats and editing messages. But now it's all free. As for what this is going to do to BlackBerry's bank account, it ain't looking good. And finally, going over to the U.S. of A, letting you know just how well your tax dollars are being spent, U.S. listeners. Today's finger pointing will be at the TSA, who created an iPad app for, get this, $336,000. All to tell you which line you need to go in at the security checkpoint. Now, apparently the app's development was contracted out to IBM, so if it's by IBM, it must be some complicated thing, right? Nope. Basically, all this app is a random number generator, and it has a little error to tell you which way to go. That's it. Yeah, there's a lot of other similar apps out there that do the same thing that cost a hell of a lot less. So yeah, you'd be correct in thinking I can't imagine that it would cost this much to build. That's government spending for you. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com is the website for all BTN's content. You got the Mac Show over there, the Big Show, of course, the News Show, but you knew that already, right? The Gamer Show, and of course, Hot Off the Press House of Cards Show, since it's into a new season, and so many other great shows over there. Get on over there, check them all out today. Follow British Tech, of course, on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And check out the BTN community happening over there at our Slack room, BritishTech.slack.com. The new show shall be returning for your Humpy Dumpy Day installment tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. I about ran out of breath there. But until then, hope your Tuesday is treating you well. We'll see you tomorrow. And thank you very much for listening.